of the week, the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. We discussed that the mitzvah deraisa of Birkas HaMazon is a question whether it is a chiyuv deraisa only once a person has reached the stage of visavata, or perhaps, according to many Tanaim, the chiyuv deraisa already begins from either a kizayis or a kibeya, respectively. How do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that we clearly paskin that the halacha goes like the shita is that mida araisa, one is mechuyev only when he reaches the point of kidei sviya. What l'may nafkamina? What difference does it make whether it's chayiv daraisa or chayiv darabanan? So obviously we know the nafkamina would be according to all the poskim. Let's say you don't know, you're not sure, you're misupik whether you bench. If it's a safik darabanan, we go l'kula, don't bench again. If it's a safik daraisa, so then we'd have to go l'chumra. So a person would have to ask himself, if he's not sure whether he benched or not, am I satiated? Have I reached the point of this savata? If a person is misupuk and he has reached the point of misavata, so we would say safik daraisa lechumra, and he would be obligated. However, if he's not reached the point of misavata, even after the sandwich, so then of course he's chayiv to bench, but since that chayiv benching is only a chayiv midarabanan, so therefore we would say in a case of a safik, brachos lahakel, safik derabanan, lukula, and that's how we would paskin that the chayiv daraisa only kicks in once a person has reached visavata. Now the question becomes, this is all good and well for a case of eating bread. Many pointed out last night that we've been talking about cases where you chayiv in Birkas HaMazon. After all, the pasuk says, ve'achalta visavata uveirachta es Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz ha'toyva asher nasan lach. So the chiyuv is only possible for things which Eretz Yisrael is praised for. Things which you could thank the Rabbanu Shalom for the Aretz. If you could thank the Rabbanu Shalom for the Aretz, so then it's shayach, it's possible to say, uveirachta es Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz ha'toyva asher nasan lach. So let's say I didn't bench, I didn't wash, I didn't have any bread. So I'm not chayiv in Birkas HaMazon. So if it's something which is not one of the Shivas Minim, so then I'm certainly not chayiv midaraisa. That would only be an obligation midarabanan. But let's say the other Minim, the other species of fruits that are, one is obligated to say the bracha me'ein shalosh, a person is obligated to say an ala gefen, or an al ha'etz, or an al ha'michya. So these are these brachas midaraisa? Is it a kiyam of ve'achalta v'savata uve'rachta? Or is it no? Is it like Reina Fasha? Is it like other meaning where we say that is a chiyav only midarabanan? And of course, again, a big nafkamina. If a person's misupuk, he is the question whether he has said a bracha of me'ein shalosh, whether he said alamichya. He knows he was chayiv in alamichya. He knows he was chayiv in al ha'etz, and he knows he was chayiv in al ha'gafen. But now he's misupuk, now he's not sure whether he said it or not. So then we have to know, is it a chiyuv d'araisa v'achalta v'savata uve'rachta? In which case, we would in such a case say, safek d'araisa l'chumra, you should say the bracha of al ha'michya again, mi safek. But if it's only a din d'rabanan, so then we would say safek d'rabanan l'kula. So this, the Mishnah Berurah is very misupuk about. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a machlokes rishonim, and it's not clear how he paskins. V'hinei ha-mechaber mashma she-sosam ke-haramba musmag, she-sovrim de-brochem e-in-shalosh mevarchen al-shivas aminim, hu-mid-rabbanan. He says, it sounds like according to the mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that the broch of al-ha-eitz, the broch of me-in-shalosh, the broch of al-ha-michya, all those brochas are only mid-rabbanan, and therefore a person wouldn't be obligated to recite it once again, mi-safek. He says, however, there are many shittas in Rishayim that this, in fact, is a chiyav de-araisa. So what do you do? On the one hand, many hold it's chiyuv deraisa. I can't say safek deraisa l'chumra, because there are many poskim that hold it's only a chiyuv derabanan to make it the me'ein shalosh, and therefore it should be safek derabanan l'kula. So I'm playing with the bracha l'batala. So what do I do? Suggest the Mishnah Berurah as follows. Valkein, therefore, yesh achronim shekosvu. There are achronim that say Demisha ochol kidei svia mi peros of tavshol shashivas aminim. If someone has enough that he is satiated from eating something which requires a me'ein shalosh, it requires an alamichya, an alagefen, or something of that nature. So, and now he's mesupuk whether he said that bracha or not. V'nistapig lo in berech achrog, yochal od me'oso hamin, shir kezayis v'yivarech achrog. Says the Mishra Berurah, since it's a suffix, there are those that say it's a chiv d'araisa, and you're still obligated. There are those that say it's a chiv d'arabonon, and therefore we say suffix d'arabonon l'kula. I throw up my hands, I don't know what to do, says the Mishra Berurah. The only eitza is to eat more of it, to be mechayiv yourself mitaras vadai, and then a person could certainly make the bracha me'ein shalom. This is all good and well when it comes to brachos achronos. We know brachos achronos, as we mentioned, if it's a brain of fashos, it's certainly derabanan. If it is a birkas hamazon, it's certainly daraisa. And if it's in the middle, it's me'ein shalosh. So that's the machlekes rishonim we just discussed. What about when it comes to bracha rishona? Is a bracha rishona mida araisa or mida rabbanan? So the simple look in Shulchan Aruch would be a quotation of the Rambam, where the Rambam seems to state very clearly, all brachas are mida rabbanan. No exceptions except for birkas hamazon and birkas haTorah. Birkas hamazon is in this week's parsha v'chalta v'savata v'erachta. Birkas haTorah pashtus is learned out from kishem Hashem ekra havu goydel eloheinu. Except for those two psukim, those two brachas, says the Rambam, kol habracha is every single bracha im nistapik im berich im lav. If you are questioned, if you are misupik whether you made the bracha or not, eino mevarech loy batchila veloy basoif. You don't make the bracha again. Simply put, the Rambam seems to be telling us, and the Shulchan Aruch codifies, that it's clear. All brachas rishonos, nothing to talk about, is only a chiyuv midrabanan. If it's a chiyuv midrabanan, of course, the person who is in a quiet state of uncertainty as to whether he's chayiv, he is misupik whether he made that bracha, so therefore we would say, safek brachos lahaka, we would be mekel. Now the reason why this is somewhat surprising is because one who learns the sugya in Shas, in Maseches Brachos, doesn't come out with such an impression, doesn't come out with the impression that this should necessarily be a din derabanan. It seems simple according to the Rambam. It seems simple according to the Mechaber. It's only a din derabanan brachas rishonos, birchas hananin. However, you take a look at the Gemara brings a numerous sources as to what the Mekar, what is the source for a bracha rishona. The Gemara begins in the Gemara and Brachas and Daf Lamed Hey Amar Aleph by asking, Mino Hani Mile, how do we know? The first pasuk the Gemara brings is actually a pasuk. It's a pasuk, Ivayikra Yates, Uvashana Harevias Iya Kopirio, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. The first attempt, the Gemara actually brings a pasuk, and the simple inference would be that it's a din midaraisa. The Gemara says we can't learn out all birchas hananin from such a pasuk. The Gemara tries a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer also, we know, is certainly a din daraisa. A kal v'chomer is one of the midoy sha'atara nidreshes behen. Anything learned from a kal v'chomer, although we paskin, you can't be punished in einchim min adin, but the din that comes from a kal v'chomer is 100% a din daraisa. The Gemara says, perhaps we can learn bracha rishona from a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? If after I eat and after I'm satiated, I'm obligated to give a bracha to the Rabbanu Shalom. V'achalto v'savato uveirachto. So 100% I'm obligated beforehand. That's the kal v'chomer of the Gemara. The Acharim are a little uncertain as to what exactly this kal v'chomer is. Why is it a kal v'chomer from after to before? And even more so, one could ask, that if you take a look a little bit later in the Gemara and Brachas, the Gemara and Brachas does just the opposite. The Gemara is looking for a source for Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah both before and after learning Torah. And there the Gemara goes in the reverse order. The Gemara says, we know that we have a Makar. We have a source for making a bracha on Torah before you learn Kishem Hashem Ekra. Havu Godel Elokeinu. So Kal V'Chomer, if I have to learn beforehand, Kal V'Chomer, Alachas Kama V'Kama, I have to make a bracha afterhand. So which one is it? Which one is more obvious? Is the more obvious one beforehand, and therefore you make a kav chaymer to the after? Or is the more obvious one after, and therefore you make a kav chaymer to the beforehand? How could you have it both ways? Comes the Vilna Gaon with a brilliant insight. The Vilna Gaon says, they're 100, both of these Gemaras are 100% true, and both of the kav chaymer is cold water. But the difference is, what type of gratification, what type of hana are we talking about? Are we talking about physical hana? Are we talking about spiritual hana? Explains the Vilna Gaon so brilliantly. Vilna Gaon says, when it comes to physical hana, physical pleasure, the Gemara says it's clear that a person who sits down to his table, and his table has all sorts of delicacies, he has all sorts of meats and all sorts of delicious food, that hana, before he has engaged, looking at the spread of food that he has in front of him, that's a tremendous hana. Once he's already partaken and his stomach is already full, so does it make a difference in whether he just ate a steak or whether he just ate a bagel or bread or some pasta? It doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, you're either full or you're hungry. He's just as full as someone who ate something much less delicious. The real hana of having something so delicious is before you partake in it. Therefore, the Gemara says, since the real hana of physical pleasure is before you partake in it, once you partake in the hana, it's not so great. So therefore, if I have to make a bracha even afterwards, so halachas kama v'kama, and the hana beforehand, when I'm still looking at the food, I have to make a bracha. However, says the Vilna Gaon, when it comes to spiritual hana, when it comes to the enjoyment of Talmud Torah, sometimes it's hard for a person to walk into the Beis Medrash. Sometimes it's hard for a person to sit down and open up the Gemara. But who has ever told you after learning an hour in front of a black Gemara and then he leaves the Beis Medrash that it's not Kishmak? Of course, that's the most delicious thing in the world. So says the Vilna Gaon, when it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to the Hana of Ruchnius, the greater Hana is afterwards. Therefore, there the Gemara says, if I have to make a bracha beforehand, al achas kama v'kama, I have to make a bracha afterward. Both kavachaymers are good, because we're talking about different types of hana. Hana shel gashmias, hana shel ruchni. It's a brilliant insight by the Vilna Gaon. The Meshech Chachma I saw asks the same exact question, and gives a little bit of a different twist on
bracha,
how to understand.
Bracha Rishona, we ask permission from God. Hashem Oretzim Loya, Kan Koydim Bracha, Kan Leachim Bracha. So it's his, but we ask permission to...
But we'll get to that part of the Gemara in a moment. Let's just finish up this idea. So explains the Meshech Chachma. Ask the Meshech Chachma the same question as the Vilna Gaon. What way is it? Is the Kal V'Chomer from before to after, like the Gemara seems to say, by Bracha Rishona on food? Or is it from after to before, like the Gemara seems to say, by Birchas HaTorah? Says the Meshech Chachma, we're missing the point. The point of a person making a bracha on food is because when a person is satiated, so that's when the Torah says there's a risk of a person forgetting it from the Rabbanu Shalom. The Torah says you're going to be full, you're going to have tremendous amount of produce, v'shachachta, then you're going to forget the Rabbanu Shalom. So the more necessary bracha when it comes to gashmias is after you're already full, after you're satiated, that's when there's a chance you're going to forget the Rabbanu Shalom. So the Torah says you have to make a bracha then. But then when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, says the Meshech Chachma, it's the opposite. Where's the more of a need for a bracha by Birchas HaTorah? When a person first starts learning, says the Meshech Chachma, then you don't learn Lishma. You don't learn for the right reasons. You learn because you're pressured into it. You learn because you want some kavod. So there you need the bracha to say, no, I'm doing it Lishma. After you learn, you do it, you see how gishmak it is. It's before. When it comes to Ruchnius, you need it before. When it comes to Gashmius, you need it afterwards. Be that as it may, this is a long tangent into why the Gemara seems to say clearly that it could be learned out from a Kal V'Chomer, which would be Daraisa. The Gemara rejects the Kal V'Chomer, and the Gemara ends up saying it's a Svara. The reason I have to make a Bracha Rishona is a Svara. If how could it be that I'm going to benefit from the world of the Rabbeinu Shalom and I'm not going to ask him permission first? The question now becomes this Svara of the Gemara, that the Gemara says, Svarahu asur loy la'adam sheyene min ha'olam hazeh below bracha. When the Gemara concludes that that's the source for Birchas Hanenin, the question is that Svara what we would normally assume? When the Gemara says, the Svara says the Pnei Yeshua, we normally assume that's a din midaraisa. Svara is just like a pasuk. If something makes so much sense that it has to be a chiyuv even without a pasuk, The Gemara says, Lama li cross, Svarahu, I don't need a pasuk or things which are so sensical. Therefore explains the Pnei Yoshua and the Marsha and Rabbi Kiva Eger right on the source. Based on this Gemara, one should conclude 100% that a chiyuv bracha, birchas ananen, is a chiyuv daraisa. It's a svara. How could you benefit from the Rabbeinu Shalom's world without giving him a bracha? The problem is, however, we just read the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, that suffix brachas lahakel. If you're going to tell me it's a chiyuv midaraisa, we should certainly paskin suffix brachas. Are lahafmir safik birchas anenin, like Rabbi Kiveger seems to say, should be safik daraisa lechumra. If I'm a supik, whether I made a shahako, I should have to go back and make it again. It's not a safik derabanan, it's a svara. It's a din daraisa. How do we coexist? How do these two ideas exist? Coexist from the fact that the Gemara seems to say it's a svara should be a din daraisa. Yet we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that safik bracha is lehakel. How do both of them exist in one fellow swoop? So the answer seems to be, we don't have too much time to go into it, but the answer seems to be found in a tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Shuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, where he argues a very interesting lumdus. His lumdus is as follows. Of course, there's a svara Chazal came and said, you're chayiv to make a birchas hanenin. Anu chiyuv midrabanan, only midrabanan, you have to make birchas hanenin. Most chiyuvim midrabanan, Chazal just kept right there. Whenever they were mechayiv you something midrabanan, they said, there's a chiyuv midrabanan, you have to do it. But this bracha is so essential, so important. When Chazal came and said that you're chayiv to make this bracha, they said something else as well. And if you don't make the bracha, not only are you missing the mitzvah, if you don't make the bracha, it's as if you steal. But it only, you're stealing from the Rabbeinu Shalom's world, ki'ilu ma'al. But it only reaches that madrega of ki'ilu ma'al once there was a chiyuv bracha. So first we analyze whether there's a chiyuv bracha. That chiyuv bracha is a din d'rabanan. Safik d'rabanan l'kula. But if in the end of the day there is a chiyuv bracha, and then someone doesn't follow through on that chiyuv, so not only has he missed the opportunity of doing a mitzvah midrabanan, here Chazal said it's much worse than that. You missed an opportunity of doing chiyuv d'rabanan, but we made it into an iser d'rabanan. We made it into an iser of geneva, an iser of me'ilo, that a person has benefited from the world without being mekayin that mitzvah, without asking the Rabbeinu Shalom rishus by saying a brichas hanen.